how do you remain objective, you know, covering some really serious topics? Morality is a pretty straight line at times. So how do you remain objective as a journalist in covering situations like immigration?
So I think there's a question of being fair, and then there's a question of being objective. I don't think that there's like an objectivity God that exists that we can turn to and just be like, it would be Edward R. Murrow, right? Oh dear Edward, is this objective? It doesn't exist. So what we have to do as journalists is to plant our feet firmly on the ground, in fact, right, in our fact base, and then in our actual on-the-ground frontline reporting. On the question of immigration, I can definitely be fair. I think it's very important to hear multiple different points of view on the issue. But also, I'm an immigrant. So it's like, well, can't she be objective? It's like, no, I can be fair. Because as a journalist, that is my job. That is one of the things I'm trained to do. But the other thing that I have to do as a journalist is I have to be entirely honest and transparent. And because I do frontline reporting on the question of immigration, I always base it on that. For example, right now, there's a whole conversation about people being afraid of what's happening on the US-Mexico border. And I just got back from reporting on the US-Mexico border, and I was not afraid. Fear exists on the Mexican side of the border, where there is a human trafficking war going on because of our policies. So the fear exists, but on the Mexican side. On the US side of the border, the migrants and refugees who I saw, were literally handing themselves over to the Border Patrol, arms up, saying, I'm here, take all the data that you want, so that this question of, oh, they're coming in and they're sneaking in and we don't know who they are and what they're trying to do, actually, no. On the border, se están entregando, they're giving themselves over. That's a very different dynamic than what's being reported. So for me, some people might say, well, that's not objective. Maria Hinojosa doesn't sound like everybody else. And I'm like, exactly. Because I have this different experience, because of who I am, because of the fact that on the issue of immigration, which you brought up, that is the issue that I live every single day of my life. I'm an immigrant, my husband is an immigrant, we're US citizens. It is part of my reality. That makes me a better journalist. And it should make me, and it does, for example, at MSNBC, where I'm a contributor at Futuro Media, it makes me to be more trustworthy. Whereas other people will say, she's Mexican, she's an immigrant, therefore she's less trustworthy. And I'm like, look at all of my reporting based on fact. You're gonna see that it is fair. And it is real, and it is truthful, and it is honest, and it's based on fact.
Newsrooms really should reflect our communities, and we're a diverse country, we're a diverse region, even for us at Northwest Public Broadcasting. So how do newsrooms do that? How do we reach out to a more diverse journalistic crew?
By hiring them. If you want to have better journalism that is really telling the full story of, let's just say, this region, you have to have that diversity in your newsroom. Mm-hmm. And then it will come. Well, actually, the bosses, whoever hire them, they have to listen to those younger, more diverse journalists and do the stories that they're saying matter, so that then they're going to bring the eyeballs that will then become the loyal consumers of the media that we do.